Italy extends online gambling license approval. Italy's online gambling regulator Agenzia delle Dogane e dei Monopoli, Admiral, has extended the approval process for new online gambling licenses to November 12, 2025. According to the agency, this move will allow it to conduct thorough checks on applicants. The license approval process was originally set to end on September 17, with successful operators having 6 months to go live. On May 30, the regulator wrapped up its tender process for remote gambling concessions, which saw 46 operators receive initial approval to offer online gaming services in Italy. Some of them include major brands like Flutter Entertainment's owned brands Betfair, Sisal, and Snaitech, as well as Betson, LeoVegas, Hillside, 888 Italia, and William Hill. Existing license holders have a March 2026 deadline to continue operating, after which only new license holders will be permitted. However, it is uncertain whether the extension of the licensing process will alter this arrangement. Higher costs, stricter rules. The next step for approved operators is to pay a €7 million, $8.2 million license fee, which is required for each brand and vertical. The fee marks a 3,400% increase from the £200,000 charged in the previous licensing round. The drastic increase in the licensing fee has posed a significant challenge for operators who now have to consider whether the potential revenue justifies the substantial licensing expense. It may also be the reason why the number of applications has dropped by more than half, from 93 in 2018 to 46 this time. Existing operators are also subject to new requirements like a higher tax rate of 24.5% of GGR for online sports betting and 25.5% for online casinos. In addition to the tax rate, they also face a 3% annual fee on GGR. Additionally, operators must allocate a minimum of 0.2% of their GGR, up to €1 million, on responsible gambling campaigns. They are also required to implement new player protection measures on their platforms, including deposit limits, spending limits, time limits, and self-exclusion options.